Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Kevin Rockman is a professor of management at George Mason University's Costello College of Business. Kevin, tell me in your words what you identify micro shifting. I kind of shared with the audience what I thought, like self-scheduling, but what do you look at it and describe it as?
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. Micro-shifting is really this idea that, you know, as a worker, as a professional, I might be better working in short bursts or small chunks of activity rather than sitting at my desk or my computer for 5, 6, 7 hours during the day. And it's really giving license to folks to think about their work in terms of these short intervals where we can really be productive for a short period of time, and then maybe we take a break.
And this is especially important for creative people, people who might run a PR agency or do creative writing. Or is it going to be something you see on the university level for professors?
Look, I think anytime you're creating, anytime you're doing sort of intense work that takes a lot of cognitive energy or brain power, this idea of working in bursts is really helpful because you really have to focus, right? You have to lock in on the task that you're doing at that one period of time. And after maybe an hour or maybe an hour and a half, you start to lose that focus. And so if you try to persist and you stay at your computer, you're going to lose some efficiency in your productivity. And this is, giving workers, some freedom to schedule a little bit better according to what they need and what makes them more productive rather than just sort of that set 9-to-5 schedule.
Yeah, I was reading this in, I think my Associated Press app, and they were talking about, someone who has an autistic child that this works ideally for, someone whose partner works opposite hours so at least they can grab a meal together, those of us who have pets that, I'd like to not pay $45 bucks a day to send my dog to dog care. It works for a lot of people. Does it work for the employer?
Well, this is really where the rubber meets the road, right? A lot of employers aren't really comfortable with this because they want everybody to be working the same hours, right? They want structure. They want rules, especially if individuals are working remotely. And so where this really works well is where you have managers and you have organizations that have that empathy, that have that grace, that are showing the willingness to give a little bit more autonomy and control over the work schedule to the employees and have discussions more about expectations and performance rather than, times that you have to be available.
Right.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Have they found, this came out of the pandemic, right? This is when it really started.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So have they done any studies? Do they show that this actually boosts creativity and productivity?
Actually, we've known this for a long time. Some of the early work on how the brain works, during the workday and sort of the ebbs and flows of your attention and your ability to produce at different times of the day. This actually goes back to experimental work that was done probably 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's just becoming more popular now as employees are clamoring for a little bit more control. I mean, you mentioned taking the dog for a walk or taking care of a kid. I think those are great examples. What about exercise? Mm. Like we have this, this sort of situation in a lot of companies where employees feel guilty for taking a walk during the day, or they feel guilty for going to the gym, and maybe they keep their teams on, or they try to hide the fact, that they're taking a walk, or maybe they're going for a run, or they're riding a bike, or they're doing something else during the workday. And the companies, again, that like not only say this is okay, but actively encourage employees. Look, you know what's best for you. You know what you have to get done in your job. And so, look, if you want to go for a walk, if you want to do some exercise, if you want to take your kids to the doctor, whatever it is, not only is that okay, but it's celebrated. That's actually what we want you to be doing. That helps retain those employees, and it helps them be more productive.
And I would think that this really – leans into a generational divide where you've got old, cranky bosses that have been in the business of working 7 to 5 every day, and they don't like this younger generation coming in thinking that they could take a 3-hour break.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this idea of micro-shifting is everybody does this to some degree. Even when we go to the office every day, we're taking breaks, we're going for a walk, maybe we're going to, you know, to get a coffee or something else. The generational divide is we're seeing the younger employees clamor for this more, right? Micro-shifting is really a social media movement. I mean, it's a hashtag, and it's really starting this conversation around, hey, this would actually help us be better employees. We're going to not only ask for this permission, but we're going to look for organizations and jobs where these types of work policies are implemented and they're implemented well.
Yes, but that is hard implementing, right? You know, to try and put that in legal terms in a contract about, but micro-shifting is going to be the term that they use in that context, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you'll see it's going to be easier with smaller firms. It's going to be easier, you know, where you have, you know, maybe an entrepreneur who's bringing people on, where everybody has more flexible schedules. It's going to be easier for virtual firms where everybody is remote, because it's just easier to develop those norms around flexibility, around the work schedule. With larger firms, obviously, you're going to have more bureaucratic, more strict policies. You're going to have bigger HR departments that are not going to be as receptive to this sort of thing.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you. Thank you for joining the show. And I'm on board. I mean, what I do requires 4 hours a day in front of a microphone, but I have one of those jobs that I feel I work 24 hours a day. There, you will. If you look at notes on my phone, it might be 3 in the morning, might be 7 at night, might be 9:30. And they said for some people who micro-shift, they feel like they're working all the time, but I don't feel that way. I just feel like it's my job, and if you love what you do, it shouldn't be a burden, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we want. We want healthy boundaries so that folks aren't working for, you know, 10, 12, 14 hours a day, that they are taking those strategic breaks that are really the best time for them to do that, so that they can be the best employees and they can really enjoy their work.
That's wonderful. Kevin Rockman, professor of management at George Mason University's Costello College of Business.